Ending Small Business Failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's your host, the Small Biz Chat Lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, America's number one small business expert. And I'm so excited to welcome you to another edition of the Small Biz Chat podcast. I'm going to bring my other two guests back in so that we can have a really quick round robin panel that I call Hit It and Quit It. So I want to invite Lori Barkman to come back in and Zach Green. I want you guys to come back in because the three of us are going to talk about some similar things. Now, we just have a quick rule with this panel. Number one, if I ask you a question, you cannot repeat an answer from someone else, and you have to answer in 30 seconds or less. Everybody understand the rules? If you break my rules, you're going to get the cowbell. I don't want to give you that. So, all right. So the first question is, what is your favorite podcast? Lori, what is your favorite podcast?
There is a podcast that I'm blanking on the name, but I'll talk about it generally. And it's about it's called Second Act. It's the Second Acts, and it's Second Act stories. And I love it because people tell about what's next in their career and their life, and they're very inspirational.
Love it. Love it. All right, Zach, what's your favorite podcast?
Business Wars. It is absolutely fantastic. They have very professionally put together, very well produced, and it goes into all the wars with big companies, famous companies, and it's just fascinating.
Love it. Rebecca, what's your favorite podcast?
I'm a little OCD, so it's Franchise Today, where the interviews are super successful franchisors, franchisees, and franchise executives. I want to hear their story. I'm always curious about people's story.
Love it. Love it. All right. Wonderful. Question two, Zach, you're going to be first, then you, Rebecca, then you, Lori. All right. What is your favorite business app?
No question. I was actually using it on the break in between your guests. It's Fiverr. It's the gig economy. You can literally get a whiteboard explainer video for $5 or $10. I saw other ones from big advertising companies that were $20,000 and $30,000. You can get websites, logos, brochures. It is unbelievable.
Love it. Love it. All right. Rebecca, what's your favorite business app?
Well, there's a few of them out there, but specifically, it's an app that allows you to record tiny little messages that then you send through an email. I find that when I use my voice instead of typing someone, especially for busy executives, they're going to open up a 15-minute voice message from me rather than an email saying the exact same thing.
What's the name of the app?
I think it's called JetBot, but I think there's others out there. Yes.
Okay. Love it. All right. Lori, what's your favorite app?
I really like Otter.ai, like the animal Otter. It is a artificial intelligence platform that does text, voice to text transcribing. It's not 100%, but I don't know if there are systems that are 100% yet, but it's pretty good. And I use it for transcribing. You can connect it in with Zoom. So let's say this podcast, right? And after the podcast is done, it creates a transcript. So it's really awesome.
That's a great one. Now, who did I miss? I think all three of you, you guys told me your apps. Okay. Sorry about that. Let me see. Next question, Rebecca, I'm going to come to you first this time, then Lori, then Zachary. Tell me, what is your favorite old school marketing tip?
Reputation, right? Reputation and referral relationships. Our entire business is based on resellers and referral partners. So it's guerrilla marketing, which is building relationships and let others do the speaking for us.
Love it. Love it. All right. Lori, what's your favorite old school marketing tip?
Fish where the fish are.
Love it. I believe in that, especially online. You don't need to be doing five platforms. Do one. Wonderful. And then Zach, what's your favorite old school marketing tip?
Don't sell features and benefits, sell solutions to your clients' problems.
I love it. I love it. Exactly. Sell solutions. People aren't buying stuff. They're solving problems. All right. Last question, guys. And we're going to start with you, Lori. Then I'm going to go to you, Zach. And then you, Rebecca. What is your favorite business book that you have ever read? Favorite business book that you've ever read?
Talk about old school. This is from my senior year of college. Ken Blanchard was a speaker for a weekend presentation. And as a senior in college, to see him live, it was incredible. And I bought the book series from the One Minute Manager. I still have it. I have the series. And I think this one is about building high performing teams.
Love it. Love it. All right, Zach, what's your favorite business book?
I'll go even older school than Laurie and go with Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. It is a very, very long book. It's a very intense read, but it is the Bible of entrepreneurship, capitalism, and what makes America such an exceptional country.
Love it. Love it. All right, Rebecca, what is your favorite business book?
Oh, it's between two, but I think it is another Ken Blanchard book called Lead Like Jesus. No better leader in my mind.
I love it. I love it. I haven't read that one, but you've made me interested in it. My favorite business book is Disrupt You by Jay Samet, because he says, if you want to disrupt the world, start by disrupting yourself. Listen, thank you guys so much.
Melinda, I'm sorry. I want to change. My favorite book is Becoming Your Own Boss in 12 Months by Melinda Emberson.
Yes.
Unbelievable book. I highly advise it for anybody that's watching this.
I agree.
Thank you both so much. Listen, I appreciate you guys so much. Lori Barkman, Zachary Green, check out his book, Warrior Entrepreneur. And thank you to Chief Scientist Rebecca Monet from Zoracle Profiles. If you are interested in a franchise or just want to find out what kind of business might be good for you, head over to bossquiz.com, her product, and you're going to get an opportunity to get a complete business profile to determine the right business opportunity for you. And thank you all for joining me for this episode of the Small Biz Chat podcast. If you're still working on your digital pivot, please check out all of our offerings over at Small Biz Lady University. You deserve to make the money that you need to make online. And we've got all the tools over there to help you with it. And the last thing I want to tell you is I want to leave you with this. You never lose in business. Either you win or you learn. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with Melinda Emerson. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday for more fantastic information and interviews. You can find more sources and small business success strategies by visiting Melinda's website, succeedasyourownboss.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.